It's maple syrup time. It's maple syrup time. First you get the buckets ready, clean the pans and gather firewood.
Late in the winter,
it's maple syrup time.
Well, I am interested to see how the song turns out. We have wonderful guests to talk to. Berkshire Grown supports and promotes local agriculture as a vital part of the Berkshire community, economy, and landscape. Berkshire Grown will feature a special slate of chefs for their March Maple Dinner on March 18th at Cranwell Resort in Lenox to celebrate the first harvest of the season. The dinner will benefit Berkshire Grown and share the bounty, which buys shares in local farms for food pantries. Here now to tell us more are Peter Platt from Old Inn on the Green in New Marlborough, Massachusetts. Hello, Peter.
Hi. Hi, Jim.
Very nice to have you here. And Jeffrey Thompson, the executive chef at Wheatley in Lenox, Massachusetts. Jeffrey, thank you very much for being here as well.
Thank you. Good morning.
It is wonderful to have you both here. This is an exciting time. I know we have talked about this event in the past, and so I always enjoy having the different chefs come in and talk about what's going on. In putting this together, It seems to me like it would be an easy sell to people, which is come have a really great five-course dinner and help support good causes.
I think there's a lot of good reasons to come, to support Berkshire Grown and also enjoy a great meal. We tried to mix it up a little bit this year. I've been a member of Berkshire Grown for a long time, and it was my job to put this dinner together. I now am the owner and the chef at the Old Inn on the Green with my wife, and we, wanted to change it up a little bit, and it was my idea to try and bring back chefs to the Berkshires who had grown up here and worked here and then moved on and gone on to be famous in their own right and in other areas. So my experience was at Wheatley. I had been a chef there for many years, and I thought, well, I've just worked with some amazing people over the years. And so I started calling up folks that had worked for me and got this amazing response of chefs that, Hong Wen, who's one top chef on a great TV show, and then another Brian Young, who had gone on to be chef at work at the Quilted Giraffe, and then go on to be executive chef at Tavern on the Green, and he's just an amazing accomplished chef. And then also bring in chefs that had been worked at Blantyre's, the executive chefs there, Chris Brooks and Michael Roller, and then also Jeffrey here, the great chef at Wheatley right now, who's doing a super job. So we just tried to sort of use that Blantyre and Wheatley chefs as a theme and get people that had worked here, worked there before.
Why maple? Just because it's the obvious thing, right?
It's the obvious thing. It's the, Berkshire Grown has a great fall harvest supper.
Yeah.
And we want, this is a way of doing, a theme dinner in the spring. Maple is a, great ingredient that you can use for, from dessert all the way back down to the, appetizer and entree. So that's what we do. We ask the chefs to come in and use that ingredient in each course. And sometimes it plays a major role and sometimes just a minor touch.
So for Jeffrey, what does it mean for you? Is it a major touch or?
For me, it is because that's what I believe the cuisine should be. If you're going to focus on one ingredient, it should be really focusing on that ingredient. It should be a major part of the dish. So that's what I've tried to do. And it's a lot of fun working with the maple. It's something I love and something kind of a lot of us grow up with as kids, maple syrup everywhere. And it's great in the Berkshires where you really find great farms that do great local maple syrups.
Is it when for you as an executive chef of for an event like this? I mean, you get to show off every night, but does it does it change? I mean, because people are very aware. If people make a reservation, they may or may not be aware who the chef is. And here it's being promoted, and this is from Wheatley. Does that give you an opportunity to show off a little more, or does it put any more pressure on you? Is it a different, or is it all? It's just.
Pressure, I would say, not necessarily, but I think it just brings a lot of fun. You get to go do something different that you might not do on an everyday basis, and you get to interact with a lot of different people, whether it's guests or other chefs or different people at the place you're going to go, which can make it sort of rewarding and exciting and, you know, share experiences with other people and see other people cooking and doing things and help them out. It's really a great thing to do.
So what is it like in the kitchen that night? Are you all back there at the same time, or how does that work?
Yes, we would probably be back there together helping each other, you know, cook where needed, help to put the plates together, you know, that are going to be served to the guests, and just, you know, could be maybe just speaking with each other, having a small conversation or just some light fun or... Just kind of see how the night goes.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
I'm sure it is. Yeah,
there's a lot of camaraderie among the chefs, and especially in this group where people haven't seen each other for a long time, mm-hmm. or even didn't necessarily work together, but we all have that share that common, not only the bond of working, you know, in the Berkshires, but you know, the bond of helping to support this great organization. Mm-hmm. But and Jeffrey is definitely showing off. He's doing doing double duty, and he's actually doing two dishes. And the first dish is a maple cured day boat scallop with maple cured Berkshire pork loin. And then he's also taking on the entree, which is going to be just not only duck but duck done three different ways. So he's it's a really ambitious undertaking for 150 people. And will we be helping each other? Yes, I think we will. I think he'll be needing some help putting that together, so we can get it out before midnight. So, but yeah, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm just fascinated by the fact that you have all of these chefs in one kitchen, and they're all. I mean, they're obviously you're all doing the same thing, which is to put on a great meal for the people who are there. But, you know, let's face it, you're used to having your own kitchen. You're used to doing, you know, so now you have, there's that old thing of, you know, too many chefs in the kitchen.
Oh, yes.
Right. I mean, we say that for a reason. Too many cooks in the kitchen. So is that an issue or no?
For me, I think it's not, because it's such a, you're coming together for a benefit and a purpose, like the Berkshire Grown.
Sure.
So I think, you know, for sure, all egos and everything goes to the side, and it's really about being together and creating nice food that the guest is enjoying. And then the overall theme is helping the cause that we're all there to do. So I think it's more just about fun and tasting somebody else's dish and saying, wow, that's great, you know, and just helping each other out. So I think that's more the point of the whole event.
All right, forget all that. Tell me about the scallops, because they sound amazing. Because I've had maple scallops. Now, what is it about maple that works so well with a scallop?
I think it's the natural sweetness and some of the caramel notes of the maple that can really just sort of accent or really enhance the sweet flavor of the scallop.
Because you can still, if it's done right, you can still obviously taste the scallop, but then you have these notes that sort of accent it.
Yes, and these ones, actually, we cured them in a mixture of salt and sugar and maple syrup for about 24 hours.
Oh, that's very nice. So what's a day boat scallop?
It's just a fresh scallop, you know, not sitting in a solution or not...
we would consider dry? Is that the...
Yes, I would think so. It's coming straight from the boats to the dock, and then it's, you know, generally coming to your restaurant.
And when he was mentioning duck, done three different ways. So how do you do that?
I'm kind of a duck lover, so yes, we're.
How many ducks is this?
How many ducks does it take? No,
right,
quite
a
few. No, but we're doing. We dry age the duck breast in house, and then we're going to simply roast it. Then we're taking the leg and making sort of a classic confit. And then we're going to sort of pan sear that with maple mustard, which is something sort of interesting. And then we took maple syrup and we braised the wing. So it's sort of our take on all of the parts of the duck in different flavors and forms.
Yeah, so you really are showing off. That's good. Yeah, I mean, I would think, Peter, you would love it. This is what it's all about, right? Yes.
Well, in instances like this where you have a bunch of chefs getting together, you know, no one wants to come up short. So everyone's pushing themselves. Cheryl, my pastry chef, who was pastry chef at Wheatley before, she's also doing a great dish called, it's a caramel glazed maple banana parfait. And I know she's, you know, been working on that dish for quite some time. And another interesting thing about getting the chefs together is that some of the chefs that have worked in the Berkshires that are coming back have asked me to get people that we've all worked with that are still here to help. So there's no shortage of volunteers from old kitchen hands, you know, where we're all friends and helping out. So there'll be lots of people in the kitchen, you know, volunteering and helping out.
That's a wonderful thing. I want to make 2 points in the 2 minutes that we have left. One, finish off the menu. Tell us what else is on the menu.
Well, we got a Berkshire pork belly salad. That's Brian Young. He's going to be doing that. Then Hung is doing a miso maple bourbon Alaskan cod. And then we have the duck dish, the parfait. We're starting out with Chris Brooks from executive chef from Blantyre. He's doing a garlic and potato soup with a maple cured bacon. So that should do it.
And let us not forget why this is being done, to benefit both Berkshire Grown and Share the Bounty. And so Berkshire Grown, you've explained a little bit. Tell us about Share the Bounty and how they come into.
Well, Share the Bounty is a program of Berkshire Grown that raises money specifically to buy farm shares from local farms. We have about 15 farms that we buy a number of farm shares from, and then distribute them to local food pantries that also then distribute the food to you know, people in need. So it's an absolutely fantastic, wonderful program that's unique, and it helps the farmers. It helps people who don't necessarily can't afford you know, fresh farm food to get that. So it's a great program. That Barbara Zoitlin, the director of Berkshire Grown, it's her project, and she brought it with her when she joined up 6 or 7 years ago, and it's
a great idea.
It's a great idea.
And such a need. Berkshire Grown's March Maple Dinner is next Monday, a week from tonight, March 18th. To learn more, go to berkshiregrown.org, berkshiregrown.org. Peter Platt and Jeffrey Thompson, I thank you so much for being here and for the great work you're doing. Have a wonderful, wonderful time next Monday night. We'll be thinking of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.